Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The Khalil Governorate gathers the evil leaders in the Palestinian Authority to plot evil against the people of al-Khalil. On Tuesday, April 15, 2025, a group of ministers and influential figures in the Palestinian Authority, PA, met in al-Khalil Governorate, Hebron, with the participation of the governor of al-Khalil. This is not a new example of the PA's growing appetite for unjustly consuming people's money. The meeting was designed to place public funds in municipalities and local councils at the mercy of the PA and its institutions, despite it being held under the pretext of halting encroachments on public funds and combating corruption. This is in keeping with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. When they are told, do not spread corruption in the land, they reply, we are only peacemakers. Al-Baqarah 11. This meeting, as well as the intimidation and enticement carried out by the PA, are intended, according to their statements, to force municipalities and local councils to settle their electricity and water debts with the PA through usurious loans. They seek to force them on municipalities and local councils. Second, they seek to seize control of water and electricity prices and consider the transfer of funds from electricity companies to municipalities as corruption that must be combated, even though these companies are originally owned by the municipalities. All of the PA's actions and its demons are aimed at seizing public funds which the people of Palestine, including the people of al-Khalil, refuse to see stolen from them, in addition to increasing tax revenues. What's also strange is that the governor of al-Khalil appeared on Al-Rab'iyya radio talking about loans and saying, no one says halal or haram, permissible or forbidden. The Palestinian Authority pays the interest and guarantees the repayment of installments when local authorities are unable to pay. It's as if he's saying, if you fear forbidden things and usury, then we are an authority that eats and feeds on your behalf. He also is saying, if you fear violating Allah's commands, then we are an authority that doesn't fear transgressing Allah's limits. Therefore, it is not surprising that this foolish governor, who has openly defied Allah's limits and committed a sin, would also accuse Hizb al-Tahrir of a false accusation when he said Hizb al-Tahrir calls on people not to pay water and electricity bills in mosques. We challenge this slanderous governor to produce a single line, statement, or word in which Hizb al-Tahrir calls on people to do what he fabricates. Isn't Hizb al-Tahrir, along with the people of al-Khalil governorate, the ones who have fought for decades against the transfer of public funds, al-Khalil electricity, to a private company? So who is more concerned for the public funds, and who has squandered public funds and worked and continues to work to transfer people's water and electricity properties to private companies for the sake of the insatiable wills of power? And is the transmission company you're talking about anything but power brokers who want to benefit from public funds? So which of the two groups is more honest? O governor, and which of the two groups is more concerned for the public funds, Hizb al-Tahrir or an authority that has squandered public funds and even the land, people, and blood of Palestine? Isn't the hardship the people of Palestine are going through enough for you to make things difficult for them? Isn't their poverty enough for you to make them even poorer? Or do you want to help Smotrich and Ben-Gavir pressure them to displace them? Or is it that you see the people of Palestine as nothing more than a basket of wealth that you want to empty? How do those gathered want to strengthen the steadfastness of the Palestinian people by increasing the seizure of their wealth and raising taxes that will lead to impoverishment and rising prices? And if the electricity issue has been piling up, as the governor said in his interview on Al-Rab'iyya Network 20 years ago, and he acknowledged the failure of successive Palestinian governments to seriously follow up on this issue, then why now, O governor of al-Khalil? Let the corruptors of the earth cease before they are struck by a calamity of Allah's punishment. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land. Palestine.